My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by River of Heaven Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-929-477-2324. Again, that's 1-929-477-2324.
Thank you for tuning in to The Anchored Ruby. My name is Crystal Swass. I am a Master Practitioner in Neurolinguistics Programming, Master Life and Success Coach, the author of The Truth About Lemonade, and your host, teaching you how to break through bondage in truth and how to be anchored in purpose, promise, and prosperity.
On our last episode, I discussed what it means to be patient. Love is patient. And I wanted to kind of piggyback on patience and how to handle being in the waiting, how to handle waiting on the Lord. God is funny because when I sat down to write my notes for this show, I prayed, Lord, please let the words that come from my lips be from your spirit, because it's by your spirit that I can do all things. I can't do anything on my own. So let the words that I speak on this episode be from your lips alone. And it's kind of silly because I sat down to prepare after I prayed that. When I asked the Lord to let his words flow from my lips, the song was just dropped in my spirit, and I found myself singing, I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. I am not vocally gifted, but I did have the joy of the Lord, right? And we've heard that song. Many people have heard that song. That song is ancient. So I thought about how I knew this song, but how I really needed to look the lyrics up. And so here are what the lyrics have to say, okay? And the Lord really redirected me on what this episode is going to be. It says, I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright, bright, sunshiny day, right? And so I just got really excited about that because I thought, man, I have the joy of the Lord. I can finally see clearly now. I have been walking through this valley that the Lord has placed me in, this wilderness, right? And it's a wilderness of preparation for what he has for me. And I know that many of you listening are in that place right now. There are so many people in the body of Christ, and even people who aren't in the body of Christ yet, that are in this wilderness place where they cannot see. They feel that these dark clouds have blinded them. Maybe it's dark clouds of depression. Maybe it's anxiety. Maybe it's your financial situation. Maybe your marriage is on the rocks, or you've been praying for a spouse and there's no end in sight to the dark clouds, but gone now are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's going to be a bright, bright, sunshiny day. Right? And then the lyrics also say, oh yes, I can make it now. The pain is gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared. And here's where the Lord got me, okay? The lyrics say, here is that rainbow I have been praying for. It's going to be a bright, bright, sunshiny day. The Lord gave Noah a sign of a rainbow as a symbol of his promise, that he will fulfill his promises. And many of us are walking, holding on to hope that God will fulfill the promise that he has spoken to us. And so when I read that, because of the place that I'm in personally, a place of wilderness where I have been clinging to the words of the Lord that he gives me every single day, the Lord shows me rainbows all of the time. In fact, this morning when I sat down, my Bible was sitting on my patio. There I have like a little footstool and like a little table, and my Bible was sitting there, and there was a rainbow shining right on my Bible. Where it came from, I don't know, but this is the second time that this has happened. And it was in my spirit that I knew that God was reminding me the way that he reminded Noah that he will fulfill his promise. Here is that rainbow I have been praying for. It's going to be a bright, bright, sunshiny day. Every day that we're given is a new day with new mercies, right? The seeds that we've sown in tears the night before will reap a harvest in the morning. The song also says, look around, there's nothing but blue skies. Look straight ahead. There's nothing but blue skies. There's nothing but blue skies. Now, I had no intention of speaking on vision today. I had no intention at all, but the Lord has a funny way of redirecting what we're focused on. My intentions were to speak on a completely different topic, but I had asked the Lord that the words from my lips be from his spirit and not by my own will or desire, right? What are you praying for? Are you praying for God's will in your life? Many times the desires of our hearts are actually a reflection of the will that he has for us. And so are you praying for his will to be done? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in my life. Or are you praying for the things that you want? Out of pride, I wanted to talk about something totally different, and God redirected me. In my quiet time this morning, I had opened my Bible. I like to say randomly, but it's never random. There is no coincidences in this life. The only thing that we call a coincidence is really the signs that God is giving us. And we call it a coincidence because our eyes have not been opened to see the signs of God. Our ears have not been opened to hear his voice. And so we just think that we're walking through life and these coincidences are happening. But let me be the one to tell you that there is no such thing as a coincidence. God is very intentional in the things that he does and the things that he says. He does things in perfect order with perfect intention, and he does not speak out of line, and he does not show things on accident. So when I opened my Bible this morning, I opened to 2 Kings 6, 16 through 17 with no intention of this even being a theme for today. It says, "Do not be afraid," the prophet answered. "Those who are with us are more than those who are with them." And Elisha prayed, "Open his eyes, Lord, so that he may see." Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked, and he saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. Now, in this story, Elisha is asking the Lord to show the servant the angels that were around him that were fighting the battles with them and for them. Okay. Oftentimes I pray for myself and for others. I pray that we have eyes to see the Lord and the signs that he shows. I pray for a heart to understand and receive what he is showing me. I pray that I have ears to hear his voice. I don't ever want to go deaf to the voice of God. I don't ever want to grow blind to the things that he is showing me. In this season of my life, these last 9 months of 2021, the Lord has opened my eyes to so many things that he is showing me. In fact, I have one of my episodes, I talk about hearing the Holy Spirit and abiding the commands and the directions that he gives us and what God will show you when you do that. In one of my previous episodes, when I was talking about this, I was talking about how I was hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit so loudly that I was following his direction when I was at the beach. And I had, when I was leaving the beach, I wanted to go left, go south instead of going right, which was north. And the Holy Spirit said, no, go right. And it was on that day, on a Monday afternoon at 3:30 in the afternoon, where I had turned right because the Holy Spirit had spoken that to me. And I had come around the bend where there was traffic. I stopped, and lo and behold, somebody had crossed my path coming the opposite direction going south, and this person had stopped as well. And it was a person that I had been praying for that I hadn't seen in months. And the Lord allowed me to see this person, somebody that I hold really dear to my heart, that I love very much, that I hadn't seen. But it was because I had listened, I had asked the Lord to give me ears to hear and eyes to see, and he showed me signs and wonders and miracles on that day. And he has continued to do that each and every day, and it's become more and more to where there is no way for me to say it's even a coincidence at this point, because God, I now understand that God is a God of intention, and he doesn't show things on accident. He doesn't speak out of turn. I am a photographer by trade. I have a photography business here in South Florida. So my eyesight and being able to see clearly is extremely important, as you probably understand. Obviously, what I see through my lens and what I focus on will determine the outcome of the final product. If I cannot see clearly, everything will be blurry in the end, right? It's kind of like the same thing when we're going through a storm, we're going through a valley, or we're going through a wilderness. If we cannot see clearly because of the clouds of the storm, where we end up our focus has to be on the final product. Our final product and where we end up is going to be different if we cannot see where we're going, right? I recently had to have my eyes checked because I was getting headaches and I wasn't seeing as clear as I normally would. And there's no coincidence in this either, because God loves to use our physical situations as a metaphor for what he's doing in the spirit. So I went and had my eyes checked, and I used to take pride in having 20/20 vision, but I'm getting older. And so it turns out I needed glasses. I had a really hard time accepting the fact that I wasn't able to see in my own might, right? I had to have assistance. I have to have assistance now in order to see clearly. And God is funny, right? He's funny in that way. Many times we're trying to see situations, we're trying to see the outcome of something, we're trying to see what God is doing in our own flesh, in our own might, but our vision is blurry. We cannot see in the spirit with our physical eyes. We have to have spiritual glasses in order to see clearly in the spirit. This is a real thing. It is a real thing. God made me a promise that I have been praying into for a very long time. In fact, in this season, in 2021, this is the first time I have been fiercely praying into something that I felt that God had promised me fiercely every day, almost all day. And he has shown me sign after sign that are unexplainable to human logic, just like the one that I explained to you. In order for me to pass by that person on that Monday afternoon, is God had to rearrange the stars and realign them in order for me to see that. In order for me to even pick up my head on that day to look in that direction, you know, that was ordained by God. These things are unexplained to logic. And yet, even though I had been shown signs and wonders and miracles every day, I'm human. God has said to me, even with glasses, Crystal, you still do not see what I am doing. Every day, because I am human, my faith rattles and shakes in this wilderness place. In this wilderness place, just like I spoke in my last episode, I talk about love being patient and how we have to be patient in the waiting. And this was originally what I wanted this episode to be about. But God has a way of showing me things and showing us things and opening our eyes to truth. Even with glasses, I still do not see what God is doing sometimes, because the enemy has a way of clouding our vision and making us and distorting what we see in the physical. But what we see in the physical is not what is happening in the spiritual. The Lord has said to me many times, do not let what you see make you forget what I have spoken, right? From a coaching perspective, because I am a master life and success coach and I do breakthrough coaching, perception is everything. How we see things determines where we will go. We cannot know what we do not know. I'll say that again. We cannot know what we do not know. And we cannot unsee what we have seen, right? Sometimes our sight just needs to be adjusted. The thing is, there are a lot of things that God shows us, but there are a lot of things that we will never see. 1 Corinthians 2:9 says, "No eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love him." I am brought to tears almost every single day when God shows me something, because God doesn't have to do that. He doesn't have to give us signs and wonders. He doesn't have to speak to us. He doesn't have to show us things. But God made a promise to us. Jesus made a promise to us that the Holy Spirit would be our helper, and that he would speak to us and he would guide us, right? God made Noah a promise with a rainbow as a sign, because the Lord knows that we are human and we go from one day to the next and our faith wavers and we forget, right? Proverbs 4:25 says, "Let your eyes look directly ahead and let your gaze be fixed straight in front of you." And remember the song that I was singing? I can see clearly now. The rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way, right? The Bible says that if we just have faith the size of a mustard seed, that mountains will be moved. We can move mountains with just a tiny little bit of faith. And sometimes our faith is so shaken that we feel like it's gone. But the reason why that Jesus speaks about a mustard seed is because it is so small. Yet when it grows roots and grows into a mustard tree. It grows into something so enormous, right? The song says, "I can see all obstacles in my way. Look around, there's nothing but blue skies." I know in your situation right now, in your wilderness, in the storm that you're in, that maybe you don't see the blue skies because you're so fixed on the storm. But look around, there's nothing but blue skies. Look straight ahead. There's nothing but blue skies. The Lord says, "Let your eyes look directly ahead and let your gaze be fixed straight in front of you." Have you ever been walking and you look to the left or you look to the right, or you try to look behind you and you end up tripping? Why is that? Where your eyes are fixed, that's where you will go. When Peter stepped outside of the boat, when Jesus was walking upon the waves, the minute that Peter looked behind him, the other disciples in the boat calling to him, basically saying, "What are you doing? You're stepping out in faith and that's crazy." He began to sink. And when he began to sink, he started looking at the waves that were crashing at his feet. And he began to sink more and he raised his hand, "Lord, Lord," right? Jesus grabbed him by the hand and pulled him up upon the waves. "Keep your eyes fixed on me," is what Jesus is saying. When you keep your eyes fixed ahead on the Lord and not what's behind you and not the waves crashing at your feet, you will walk upon the waves. The Lord is calling you to walk upon the waves. Look around. There's nothing but blue skies. Look straight ahead at the Lord. There is nothing but blue skies. Matthew 3:16 said, "But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear." When we lose focus on God and on his goodness and his grace and the things that he is showing us, when we're busy listening to the voices of our past and the people mocking and cackling behind us, mocking us for taking a step out in faith, when we focus on the roughness of the sea around us, we will begin to sink, because where your eyes are fixed, where you are focused on, determines the outcome of the picture, just like a camera. Proverbs 4:25. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Give careful thought to the paths for your feet and be steadfast in all your ways. Do not turn right or left. Keep your foot from evil. Keep your gaze on the Lord. It's so easy to get distracted. It's so easy to lose faith in the wilderness. When Jesus was fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, right before his ministry began in Galilee, on his 40th day in the desert, the enemy came and tempted him with all of the things of the world that only the enemy can give. And the enemy twisted scripture. Remember, Lucifer was an angel in heaven, and he was cast down upon the earth for his pride and his arrogance and for going against God. So he knows the word of God, and he twisted that with Jesus. But because Jesus is the word, and Jesus knows the word, Jesus was able to combat that temptation with the word of God. When we are walking in the desert, when we are weary and tired in the wilderness, it's easy to be tempted to look left or to look right and to forget that God has a calling upon our life and that he's made us a promise, and to stay with our eyes fixed on that final outcome. The Lord gives signs all of the time, not because he has to, but because he loves us. I am in awe, in wonder every day at the love and the depth of that love that God has for me personally. Our relationship with Jesus, our relationship with God is so very different. My relationship with God will never be like your relationship, but I cultivate that relationship and I keep my eyes fixed on the Father because I know that he loves me so much. He gave Noah a rainbow as a sign of his promise that he would never destroy the land again, right? And he didn't have to do that. He is God. He can do whatever he wants to do, but in his grace, in his mercy, in his love for us, he will show us time and time again as a confirmation, hold on to what I am telling you. I do not lie. The words that God speaks to you when you have ears to hear him, they are from his mouth. He cannot lie to you. And he will show you sign after sign to show you that you are on the right path, right? Give careful thought to the paths for your feet and be steadfast in all of your ways. Let your feet walk upon the water with faith, but keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. What signs have you not seen because your eyes are fixed on your eyes are focused on the problems in your life. They're focused on the waves. They're focused on your problems in your relationship. Are you in your marriage, in your relationships, in your job, in your life, are you busy focusing on what other people are doing or not doing? You know, the Bible says, you hypocrite, before pointing out the speck in your brother's eye, take the log out of your own. You cannot see clearly when you're focusing on other people, right? Often our problems in our life or our relationships aren't actually the problem. The problem is how we're viewing the problem. Where is your focus? Right? Today I pray that you will have eyes to see the signs that the Lord is giving you, to see his goodness in all things. And I pray that you have ears to hear his voice. And maybe it's not audibly, but it's in your spirit that you will hear him. And he doesn't speak in a loud boom or a roar. He speaks with a gentle and quiet whisper. You have to be intentional to hear. You have to be intentional to see. Look around. There's nothing but blue skies. Look straight ahead. I can see clearly now. The rain is gone. Your storm never lasts. If you look past the rain, you will see the blue skies. I can see all the obstacles in my way, but they are not keeping me from seeing the rainbow that I have been praying for. God will show you the signs that he wants you to see to keep you rooted in your faith, to keep your feet planted in him. Let your faith move mountains. Let it be even as small as a mustard seed. But let your eyes see and remain fixed on the Lord. Father God, I thank you for this opportunity to speak your words and your truth. I'm so grateful that the words that I speak come from your spirit and not from my own lips, Father. I pray that each and every person listening to this episode today will have eyes to see you and ears to hear you and a heart to receive and understand the signs and wonders that you are giving them, Father God. I pray that you show them the rainbow that you have promised them, Father, that they have been praying for. I pray that you give them a new hope today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. If you haven't given your life to Christ or you're looking to find that peace, feel free to find me on Facebook at Crystal Swass or on Instagram at Crystal Swass. If you're wanting more information about my coaching programs or how to break through to your breakthrough, you can find me at www.crystalswass.com. A special thank you to River of Heaven Radio Network for allowing us to have this show to speak truth to the nations and help you remember that you were created with purpose, on purpose, and for purpose.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.